Good morning. Welcome to worship this beautiful Sunday morning. If you are looking closely at your bulletin, you will recognize that I am not David Miller. Unfortunately, he was taken ill last night, and so I will be stepping in for him for today. So welcome to worship at Prairie Street Mennonite Church. We are so glad that you are here. To start off our worship today, we will be singing and sing the story number 23.
Those who are able, please stand.
O God, author of eternal light, lead us in your worshiping this day, that our lips may praise you and our lives may bless you, and our meditations glorify you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. In your blue worship book, we will be singing number one, What is This Place?
Thank you.
and turn back to the Purple Sing the Story book, to number 45, Calm Me, Lord.
Would you please join with me in reading the insert in your bulletin? We'll read the Confession of Faith. Sisters and brothers, all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back in fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption. Let us then confess our faith and encourage one another.
We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groaning inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies, for in hope we are saved.
Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we ought.
But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words, and God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
In the face of the struggle of this life, hardship, even death, separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
None of these.
We are convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in this separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And now, sisters and brothers of Prairie Street Mennonite Church, let us be secure in this knowledge of knowing that we are one in Christ, and pass the peace of Christ to each other by saying, "The peace of Christ be with you," and responding,
"And also with you."
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am going to pass the basket around for you to put money in if you have any. And if you don't, just touch the basket as a blessing for those that it goes to. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. How many of you were here last Sunday? Some of you were. Do you remember Sarah Thompson talking about dandelions? And we talked about how when you blow it, what happens? It's almost as fun as bubbles, isn't it? And she talked about how dandelions, they grow where they're planted. Have you ever looked at a seed and thought of how amazing it is that when it gets into the ground and it connects with soil and water and the sun shines on it, it turns into something. It grows and it turns into something. These little things become dandelions. They become yellow eventually, and then they become white little fluffy things. Do you see this? Do you know what this is? This is a seed, right? And so what does it grow into? A tree. This little thing becomes a big, big tree. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. And look what else I found. I found this outside in our parking lot. Do you know what this is? It's half of a seed. I think it's a peach seed. Yeah, so if this was a whole seed and we planted it in healthy conditions, it would grow to become a peach tree. It would become a tree, but then it would create peaches and we'd eat them. Isn't that amazing? There are a lot of amazing things in this world. And when we come to church, we come to church to worship the God who created this half of a peach seed and this seed that will become a maple tree and this dandelion that probably won't grow more dandelions now that I've blown it inside, but that's pretty amazing. And when we come, do you want to blow it? You want to try harder? There you go. We worship an amazing God who created this huge world with so many marvelous things. So when we come, there are a lot of different forms of worship. We sing, we pray, we listen to sermons, and all of it is a reminder. All of it points to God. So I guess I want you to remember that the beauty in this world and the wonder that you have when you see nature and when you see other amazing people, it comes because God made it. And the Spirit is moving, and Jesus is a friend, and so we worship. Let's pray. Jesus Christ, thank you so much for being a friend in this big, beautiful world that God created. We ask that your Spirit will move in us, plant seeds of love and hope that will grow and become big and strong and healthy and rooted and grounded in you. We pray for lives that show your love to other people and that respect the world that we live in. In your name we pray. Amen.
Our scripture this morning will first come from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing.
Salmos 100. Cantad alegres a Dios. Habitantes de toda la tierra, servid a Jehová con alegría. Venid ante su presencia con regocijo.
Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Reconocer que Jehová es Dios. Él nos hizo y nosotros a nosotros mismos. Pueblo suyo somos y ovejas de su prado.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Entrad por sus puertas con acción de gracias. Por sus atrios con alabanza, alabadle, bendecid su nombre.
For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Porque Jehová es bueno, para siempre es su misericordia, y su verdad por todas las generaciones.
Rouse yourself. Why do you sleep, O Lord? Awake. Do not cast us off forever.
Salmos 44, capítulo 23, versículo 26. Despierta. ¿Por qué duermes, Señor? Despierta. No te alejes para siempre.
Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and oppression?
¿Por qué escondes tu rostro y te olvidas de nuestra aflicción y de la opresión nuestra?
For we sink down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground.
Porque nuestra alma está agobiada hasta el polvo y nuestro cuerpo está postrado hasta la tierra.
Rise up, come to our help. Redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love.
Levántate para ayudarnos y redimirnos por causa de tu misericordia.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be God. Palabra del Señor.
Our preacher this morning is our beloved Frances. Would you join me in prayer for her? Awesome God, who is above all understanding, thank you for this day and all of the mystery and wonder that comes along with it. Be with us as we receive these words that you have prepared in Frances's heart, and be with Frances as she prepares to deliver those to us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I hope you've felt it. Those times here at Prairie Street when something special happens, when somehow a spoken word, a shared testimony, the rising of music, or a simple action transforms the moment into something holy. Or maybe sometimes it is a gradual accumulating of pieces throughout the worship that somehow fall into place together and create a powerful event. I do know that it has to do with being here, with showing up, not just for ourselves, but showing up for each other. It has to do with bringing as much of ourselves and our journey to worship as possible. I'd like to say with bringing all of ourselves, but maybe that's asking too much. The Psalms are hymns and prayers of worship full of passion, vivid and concrete. This morning we heard lines from the Psalms bringing both praise and lament. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness and come into his presence with singing. Energetic lines, maybe even festive. Psalm 100 is beloved and familiar and used frequently. Less well known and used are those verses from Psalm 44. Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and oppression? For we sink down to the dust, our bodies cling to the ground. We sink. Our bodies cling to the ground. Can we have worship space where there is time and place to name the times that our spirit is flat out, pressed against the floor? We are now in a preaching series on the shared convictions of the Mennonite World Conference. Convictions shared by Anabaptist congregations and conferences around the world, undoubtedly representing a wide variety of worship. The conviction, in its simple lines, states, as it does in your bulletin, we gather regularly to worship, to celebrate the Lord's Supper, and to hear the Word of God in a spirit of mutual accountability. A few years ago, we had the opportunity to spend Holy Week, the week before Easter, with our younger son and his wife in Boston, where they worship at Church of the Advent, a high church, Episcopal church, established in 1844, a very formal liturgical church where they love Jesus. And I have to tell you that I am a worship junkie, always seeking worship in all its forms. So the Church of Advent had services every night, and of course we signed up to go. And I was thinking that surely these every night of the week services would have to be brief, simple meetings. Not so. I want to say they were well over an hour, with lots of kneeling, up and down, and worship was a workout. I peeked around to see how the older people managed. Somehow, years of this kind of worship had developed special kneeling muscles. The thought I was left with after that week was that if the world comes to ruin and all is destroyed, there will be Episcopalians kneeling in the rubble and praying. Quakers worship with silence, listening, discerning. A person, the clerk, assigned to listen. Pentecostals embrace sensory, experiential worship, physical worship, arms extended, music energetic. Mennonites are known for a cappella singing in four-part harmony. We might like the way it sounds. We might enjoy doing it. And it might be a marker of our heritage, but it's also a theological choice, inviting us to hear God in the voices of those around us, in community, creating something more than anyone could do on their own, carrying different parts together. Hearing others can make us more attentive to God and to the other. We have the physical experience of creating harmony in our community. Those information boxes you see in your bulletin today are largely borrowed from a church Ross used to visit when he was with a friend in Florida. And of course, family members are always instructed to bring home bulletins when they visit a church. And I was fascinated that every Sunday bulletin listed the explanations for each movement of the service. Again, a different perspective, offering different insights. I've never thought of the call to worship as being an invitation to the gift exchange of worship, coming because God has something for us and we have something for God, the prayer and the praise, a gift exchange. Many churches don't include a time of confession in the worship service. And as you notice today, confession could be either a confession of faith, confessing what we believe, or a confession of sin. I had a hard time as a beginning worship leader at Lombard Mennonite Church offering confession of sins followed by the words of assurance, similar to the ones we use. Sisters and brothers, God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has mercy on us and forgives our sins through our Lord Jesus. How could I say that? How could I stand up and say, your sins are forgiven? How could we tuck our heads down, speak a few lines about our brokenness, maybe have a bit of silence, and then have someone, just someone from the congregation, say our sins were forgiven? I have since come to realize that that part of the service is a forming practice, bringing us again and again in regular worship to the power and the gift of confession. And maybe we are only able to venture into the true depths of our brokenness because it is held and cradled with words of assurance. And no, it doesn't all happen in just a few minutes, but it does lead us in the way of being formed by worship. And then, after the time of confession, we have prepared ourselves to listen more openly to the word because we have named that we need it. In the sermon, God's word is applied to the present situation of the church. The sermon then leads to the intercessions for the church and the world, holding the worship and the world together and naming that we are sent to the world. Here in our Mennonite tradition, we hold very highly to our sharing time, the joys and concerns, exchanging testimonies, and honoring God by telling of experiences of faithfulness, providing a time for prophetic words, and asking for the prayer support of our congregation. And then after the sermon and the sharing, we pray, and we pray in the light of what we have received in the worship service, choosing words and images from both Scripture and the sermon. Our worship is knit together with both our lives outside the building and the worship that happens inside the building. In addition to these elements, it is important to this congregation to remember that God gives artistic capacity to worship. Music, song, dance, story, poetry, visuals, architecture, the building. And that brings to my mind one of my favorite, not so well known stories of Bezalel and Oholiab. Who remembers Bezalel and Oholiab? Ben? Yep, a few of us, but not many. One of the best stories in Scripture, in Exodus. And this has to do with creating a space for worship. The Lord spoke to Moses. "See, I have called by name Bezalel of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with divine spirit, with ability, intelligence, and knowledge in every kind of craft, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood, in every kind of craft." And then there's a list of all the many things that need to be made for the tent of meeting, the vestments. And then Moses tells the whole group, some are gifted to do the work, and then Moses tells the whole group, "Let whoever is of a generous heart bring the Lord's offering, gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and crimson yarns, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skin, leather, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense." And they came. Everyone whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, brought the Lord's offering to be used. What an image. God's Spirit preparing, training, teaching, and then everyone with a willing spirit and generous heart coming to contribute. Everyone is invited, and the divine spirit provides skill, intelligence, and knowledge to create the beauty that is needed. And I might just mention here, we do have a dedication of wooden sculpture created by Fred today before the potluck. So be sure you're in the hallway for that very special event and gift to this congregation. Know that the Lord is God, that he has made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. There is room here for praise and thanks and blessing. There is room also to cry to God, "Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and oppression?" That question is welcome. There's room. Forgiveness of sin, healing, dignity, consolation in sorrow, deliverance from anxieties, and a sense of belonging. A call to participate in the big, good, eternal cause. I've kept a scrap of paper from almost 30 years ago from a time when we were attending a covenant church in Minnesota before our deeper immersion in the Mennonite world. But it spoke to me deeply of church and why we gather. It's a prayer saying, "Thank you for those who help me, intercede for me, support me, love me, inspire me. Lord, I cannot live as a Christian without them. I need that part of yourself that you have placed in them." And the prayer continues, "And they cannot live without me because they need the gifts you have deposited in me." Sometimes we have those sweet, special times of worship. More often, we simply come. Let us be faithful to bring our gifts to worshiping together for each other and for the kingdom of God. Amen.
In the green, sing the journey hymnal number 72, "One is the Body."
In your bulletin, you'll find the responsive reading at the bottom of the first page. Please join in the bold print. Heavenly Father and God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. Because of your power at work in the resurrection of Christ, we declare that we gather regularly to worship, to celebrate the Lord's Supper, and to hear the word of God in a spirit of mutual accountability. May the grace of God so fill us. May the love of Christ so embrace us. May the presence of the Spirit so empower us that we may live to the glory and praise of God. Alleluia. Amen.